ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नाष्टपयेष्वतेषु नित्यं भगवते सेवया भगवद्योत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवतिनैष्टिके निगमकल्पातरोर्गलितं फलं सुखमुखदं मृतदिवसमृतं विविधभगतं रासमालयं मुहुरो रासिकभूविभावुकः। रीडिङ्ग् फ्रोम् द श्रीमद्भगवतम् 10th canto, 11th chapter, text number 33 and 34. There's no the childhood pastimes of Krishna. Text number 33, and there's no purport, so we'll read the Sanskrit and the translation, and then together we'll read text number 34. Gopya Rudharatha Nutma Kucha Kunkamana Kantaya Krishna Lila Jagu Pritya Nishka Kantya Suvasasa. The coward women riding on the bullock carts were dressed very nicely with excellent garments, and their bodies, especially their breasts, were decorated with fresh kumkum powder. As they rode, they began to chant with great pleasure the pastimes of Krishna. Text number 34. Tatha Yashoda Rohinya Ekam Sakatam Asthite Rejatu Krishna Rama Bhyam Tatkatha Shavanotsuke Tatha, as well as Yashoda Rohinyao. Both Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini Ekam Shakatam, on one bullock cart, Asthite, seated, Rejatu, very beautiful, Krishna Rama Bhyam, Krishna and Balaram, along with their mothers, Tat Katha, of the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram, Shravan Utsuke, being situated in hearing with great transcendental pleasure. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Thus hearing about the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram with great pleasure, Mother Yashoda and Rohini Devi, so as not to be separated from Krishna and Balaram for even a moment, got up with them on one bullock cart. In this situation, they all looked very beautiful. Purport. It appears that Mother Yashoda and Rohini could not be separated from Krishna and Balaram even for a moment. They used to pass their time either by taking care of Krishna and Balaram or by chanting about their pastimes. Thus, Mother Yashoda and Rohini looked very beautiful. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yotavada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagradatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parjana Satam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vidamscha Banchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this chapter, Sukadeva Goswami is describing the very beautiful, wonderful pastimes of Krishna in his childhood to Parikshit Maharaj. And many great sages were there and everyone was hearing very attentively with rapt attention and taking great pleasure in hearing these wonderful pastimes. As he's describing these wonderful pastimes, is explaining that one day they were discussing and then the elders, Nanda Baba, the actually five brothers, Nanda Baba, he was the middle son. And he had two elder brothers and two younger brothers. Of course, they were all taking care of so many cows. Except the youngest one, he had, well, even in Golok, actually, they had buffaloes. Not only cows, buffaloes are there also. And the youngest brother, he's taking care of the buffaloes. And usually we say we don't drink the buffalo milk. You get the buffalo brain, but we take the cow's milk. So Krishna also is drinking cow's milk. And there's one cow which Krishna likes very much. And so Mother Yashoda, she's taking that cow's milk and giving to Krishna. But sometimes they take some yogurt also, buffalo yogurt. And Krishna likes that, and the yogurt of the buffalo milk is thick. So Nanda Baba, so is accepted as a king of Braj. Brajaraj. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Taneyas. So, and our Aradhya Dev, our Ishtadev Prananath, is Krishna, the darling son of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Brajaisha, Brajaisha, Tanaya. Brajaish, the lord of Braj, that is Nanda Maharaj, and Tanaya means his son. So usually, the system is in India, or in general in Bharatvarsha, in Vedic culture, Vaishnav culture, that the eldest son, he will take care of the family after the father is getting old or is leaving the body. So his name was actually Upananda, as mentioned here. So they were discussing that so many difficulties are there in Gokul where Krishna appeared. so many problems. Putana came, as we know, Shakatasur, Prinavatasur, all these demons, they came trying to kill Krishna, sent by Kamsa. So, of course, Krishna is the Supreme Lord and is performing his wonderful pastimes as a gop, as a coward boy. And Krishna is never disturbed. He's the Supreme Lord, he's Atmaram Aptakam, self-satisfied. At the same time, in the past times, sometimes Krishna, he also becomes a little disturbed by some things which he doesn't like. And sometimes he's crying, just like Mother Yashoda, when she was breastfeeding Krishna. And Krishna was very happy taking the breast milk of his mother. But not only is taking the milk actually, but the love of his mother. Krishna is not looking for the upachar, for the articles even which the pujaris are offering, but he's looking for the love, bhakti, priti. So as she was breastfeeding Krishna, then Krishna was very satisfied. But then she had also put the milk for boiling and it was over boiling. So Maria Shoda put Krishna down and taking care of the milk, because she wants to make some sweets for Krishna also. So she's leaving Krishna, serving Krishna, to take care of the milk to make sweets for Krishna. Krishna Seva. At that time Krishna becomes a little angry. I still wanted more milk and she just left me. And then he went in the other room and broke some pots, as we all have heard, and taking some butter, giving to his friends and the monkeys. And Maria Shuru comes back and then trying to catch Krishna and teach him a lesson that this was not good what he's doing. And Krishna is running and she's running behind him and she's catching him. And Krishna is crying, although he's the Supreme Lord. And that is very beautiful. Even Kunti Devi, she had heard about that, and by transcendental vision she could see. When Krishna is crying, so the tears are coming down his cheeks. And they are not just, they are blackish in color. Because Maria Yashoda, she is putting some ointment, kajal, around the eyes, which makes, of course Krishna is always most beautiful. And putting ornaments on him does make him more beautiful. He's always most beautiful. So decorating him. But still the devotees, they like to serve Krishna. They like to decorate him. And he's appreciating. And because of the love of the devotees, Krishna becomes more beautiful. Krishna has unlimited qualities. And 64 are mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sisi Govanitaya, Sisi Krishna Ram, Sisi Radha, Shama Sundar Ki. And so four which are there, super excellent qualities, which are surpassing any other form of personality of Godhead. Unparalleled beauty, Rupa Madhurya. And when Krishna is playing the flute, Venu Madhurya, most wonderful. And Prema Madhurya, the loving exchange with his devotees. And Leela, the wonderful pastimes, which are extraordinary. So Krishna is most complete and perfect and most wonderful. in the loving exchange, so many emotions are there. And Krishna is the source of all transcendental emotions. And then the devotees, they have transcendental emotions. which are known as Vyabhichari Bhav. There's a permanent relationship that is known as Thai Bhav. Like Mother Yashoda, seeing Krishna as my son. The friends, Krishna is my friend. And the gopis, Krishna is my beloved. So, here particularly, in this description, so Nanda Baba and all the others, they were concerned because so many difficulties were there. And so the point was that usually the eldest son, he will take care when the father is old. So Upananda, he was the eldest son. There were five brothers, he was the eldest. So he was appointed actually of the king of Braj. But then, because Krishna is the son of Nanda Baba, and everybody likes Krishna in Braj, because he's the Supreme Lord, although they do not know. By yoga maya, the internal potency. And so, and because he stays with Nanda Baba, his father, naturally, and then everything is evolved or is around Nanda Baba. So the brothers are coming sometimes there for breakfast, sometimes the elder brothers, the younger brothers. So therefore, one time in a meeting, they, amongst themselves, the elders, then they, and Upananda actually himself, he said that, actually I think Nanda Baba, he should be the king. Because Krishna is his son and everyone likes Krishna, and Nanda Baba is very qualified in taking care of his property, of the cows, and he has a good relationship with everyone. Very wonderful relationship, and everyone is coming to see Krishna. Somehow Krishna is the center of attraction. So therefore I suggest that Nanda Baba should be the king. And Nanda Baba said, no, you're the elder brother, I cannot be the king, you must be the king. But then he said, no, you should be the king. And then everybody else was saying, yeah, actually, Nanda Baba should be the king. And then it was decided, and then Nanda Baba, he came the king of Braj. At the same time, as mentioned here, because Upananda, he was very experienced, he was older, and with age we have so many experiences we have. Sometimes positive, sometimes not so positive, but then we can give advice to others also because of practical experiences, practical realizations. So therefore it was explained here in these verses that he was the person leading and telling them that too many problems in Gokul, we should move somewhere else. And they were discussing, and Nanda Baba also agreed, yes, so many demons came and they wanted to kill Krishna. So then they were all actually disturbed. Krishna becomes a little disturbed sometimes by some problem, transcendentally. But then the devotees, although they are fixed on Krishna, and they have love for Krishna, and ultimately they know that Krishna will help us, Krishna will take care of us. At the same time, if a problem is there, especially in this material world, then there's anxiety there. And so the 33 are mentioned, Sanchari Bhavs, which are coming and going. So anxiety is there also, or sadness. So they became a little disturbed. I mean, we have a little problem coming to us. Sometimes the pujaris also, they have some different of opinion, and one wants to do Mangalati, the other said, no, why you should do? I is my seva. And they have some arguments. I want to do 3 days, and the other is saying, no, you can only have 1 day. And then these issues are there. And they get disturbed. And then they complain to the higher authorities. And then we have to try to solve the issue. So if Krishna is in the center, and if we are humble, tolerant and respectful, then we can solve it peacefully. And therefore Mahaprabhu said, Trinada Pisunichinatarura Pisahishnana Amanina Amanina Kirtaniya Sadahari. So that is the ornament of a Vaishnava: humility, tolerance, and being respectful, not expecting any honor or respect. As a sadhaka, we have to do that. And then always chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So they were feeling uncomfortable and to some extent disturbed. So they decided, they stayed in Gokul for 3 years and 4 months. And then they, as mentioned here, then Gopya Rudha Ratha Nutna, the all the coward women, of course, Rudha Ratha, they were going on a bullock cart. And of course the men, they were usually the strong coward men, they were leading, and they were on the front, on the sides and behind, protecting the women, the children, the elders and the cows, because the demons were still around and they knew, so we have to protect. So because the women and children, they cannot walk so much, so they're on the bullock cart, and then they were going. They left, so crossing the Jamuna from Gokul, and they came towards Vrindavan. And they stayed at Chatikara. Chatikara, that comes actually from the rat which are mentioned here. So in Sanskrit, and Karat, so they were taking the bullock carts, and they were making almost a full circle. A little opening was there so they could come in, and at night time maybe they had a fire also when it was a little cold, and sitting all together and taking their evening meal. And they stayed actually in Chatikara for 3 years and 4 months. And so when Nanda Baba left, so then Brishabhanu Maharaj also decided that, well, my best friend is leaving. And he knew also the reason, and is also one of the elders. He was thinking, yes, so I will also go. And because we know actually Radha Krishna, so they can never be separated. So at this time, of course, Krishna was 3 years and 4 months, and Radharani was 1 year younger and a few days. So then they also moved. And so there's one village near Chatikara, Vasanti. So Brijabhanu Maharaj stayed there, not so far from Chatikara, so they could still meet also. But everyone, they had so many cows, as Krishna's father had 9,900,000, so they need some space. And Brijabhanu Maharaj, he had 11 lakhs, 1,100,000 cows and calves and bulls. So they were a little separate, so they could keep all their cows and their paraphernalia. And then after that, after 6 years and 8 months, then decided to go back, Nanda Baba to Nandagaon, and Brishabhanu Maharaj went back to Varshana. And as we know, in the beginning they stayed there. Nandagaon, Varshana is the eternal residence of Krishna and of Radharani, and in this world also. But because Nanda Baba didn't get a child for many years, so therefore they decided to go somewhere else. They thought because of the place, we can not have a child. So, and the elders also, they decided this might be better to go somewhere else. And then Krishna appeared, and by his own sweet will, by his transcendental arrangement. So the women, they were very beautifully dressed, it is mentioned here. That is the nature. Of course, at home sometimes the ladies, they also simply dressed, and not so much jewelry. But when they go out of the house, if they go anywhere for any function, then they have the best sari on. And they have a nice golden necklace, Mangalsutra, earrings, bangles, and also maybe natni here for nose ring, and tikka here, very beautifully dressed. maybe some flowers in the hair, like that. And they usually, the married women, they have the hair is bound together in a braid, and they have usually also decoration there. And the girl, when they're not married, when they are small, they have two braids. But once they reach a certain age, when they're a little older, they have only one braid, especially after getting married. So they were, as mentioned here, very beautifully decorated. Nudna kucha kunkuma kantaya. So they were decorated very beautifully. And mentioned here also kunkuma. Kunkuma, that is the ornament of the married women. That is the sindur, another name. That is a red powder. And in tradition, so the married woman, she will always has a bindi. Here a red bindi dot, sometimes colored. Nowadays they have colored or different shape. Usually it was round. And they have this red powder in the partition of the hair, simanta. So the married women, they have a partition in the hair, and then they have the red powder. Actually, at the time of marriage, so the husband, he will put this. The first time, the husband will put this, the red powder in the partition. And that is another decoration for the married woman. And the bindi is there. And so on that, then everyone knows actually that this woman is married. And they will not have their eyes on that woman, because usually men, they are attracted to women that's in this material world. And women may be attracted to men. So, but of course that has to be controlled. But if one wants to get married, no harm, he can get married. And we wish him all the best in the Grihastha Ashram. And then he of course usually married, for getting married usually should be done with the help of the seniors, the elders, who may then be able to choose a proper woman, or vice versa, to find a proper husband. Because simply by external attraction, so that may not be ideal. But if one has a sindur, a woman, then the man, they will know this lady is married, and so they should not have any kind of attraction towards that woman and see her as mother, as it is mentioned in the scriptures. Any woman, so except one's wife, should be addressed as mata. Matrivat paradareshu, paradraveshu lostravat, atmavat sarvabhuteshu. Yapashanti sapanditaha. Sapandita, learned person, he will see any woman except his wife as his mother. And then he will not, and anyone's possession, he will just see as a lump of dirt. Like sometimes somebody is losing something, some wallet or. And the honest person, if he sees the person losing, he will tell him, look, you lost this. If he doesn't see who lost it, he may see and look at it, if maybe the address is there, and then he will give it back. If not, he will just leave it there, just like a piece of dirt. And like one wants to be treated, he should treat others. For example, we want to have a nice relationship and we don't like somebody speaking harshly at us. So we should then be in the same way. We should be trying to speak very nicely to everyone. So that is a learned person is acting in this way. So they were beautifully decorated, the married ladies, and even the younger girls, of course, they like to be decorated also, but they don't have sindur and don't have bindi. Krishna Leela, Jaguhu, Pritya. So they were chanting actually Krishna's pastimes. So they were either they were serving Krishna, or if there was no direct service, then they were glorifying Krishna, which is also a form of service, Krishna Kirtan. So not only at this time, but we know it is mentioned in the scriptures when Krishna is going out after his breakfast. Now Krishna just has his breakfast here in the temple. So deity worship is helping us to remember Krishna's pastimes in Nitya Lila. So Krishna just finished his breakfast. A big breakfast actually is there, bigger than the lunch, because then Krishna is going out and he's out practically whole day. So then at that time, Krishna is not even half finished and his friends are calling, "Krishna, Krishna, come. We want to play. We have to take out the cows and the calves." Actually, even taking care of the cows and calves is just in play. Everything is in play in Golok. So especially amongst the friends, it is a very playful pastimes are there. Taking care of the cows and calves in play. And then have different games also, hide and seek, and or sometimes they have a piece of cloth here and they put it on the around the eyes. Or even nowadays they do. Must be. Maybe nowadays they don't play so much anymore. They have the mobile, unfortunately. But previously, even in my time, my childhood, we were playing all these games, hide and seek. Constable and thief. So all these games they were playing also. So they are tying sometimes even Krishna's eyes and then turning him around. Okay, now we have to catch one of us. And he's going here and there trying to catch them. So all these plays were there. Sometimes they were taking the lunch. They have a lunch bag. Even now, the mother, when the children are going to school, they're going at 8 o'clock, coming back at 3 o'clock, they need some lunch. So they have a lunch bag mother is doing. So Maria Shoda also making lunch bag for Krishna and all the mothers. And then they are, Krishna is taking and then putting sometimes in the mouth of his friend and the friends also. And at that time there is no consideration of rules and regulations. And Krishna sometimes eating with the left hand. And then Brahma, he became bewildered. What is this? Is Bhagavan is eating with the left hand. What is this? So wonderful pastimes are there. So Mother Yashoda, they are so eager. Because morning time they don't see Krishna, the friend. So they are so eager, they come early to get Krishna. And they're still eating and Krishna, he has to reciprocate with everyone. Mother Yashoda, she's feeding him. Radharani has cooked something up and then it is sent inside and Krishna is appreciating. And he knows Radharani is looking through a window in the dining hall and Krishna knows what Radharani has cooked. And then he's smiling sometimes at her with a sidelong glance. so he's simultaneously having some exchange with so many of his associates. And Maria Shoda, then she's telling Krishna, "Oh, you just ate a little bit, you have to eat more. You have to go out, you'll be whole day out." And then Krishna said, "Oh, I'm full, I ate so much." Even children nowadays, you know, they eat a little bit and then they want to play. Difficult to get them eat enough. So Krishna's pastime is Naravat Lila, just like an ordinary child, ordinary person, but he's the Supreme Lord, the source of everything. But here in these pastimes in Braj, he wants to forget that he's the Supreme Lord, and he's forgetting half of the time that he's Bhagavan. And the devotees, his associates, they don't know that Krishna is Bhagavan. Krishna is my beloved, and Krishna is relishing that the most. But then still, so his mugda is bewildered sometimes, but then his sarvagya, he knows everything. By lila shakti, by his own potency, sometimes he's bewildered, doesn't know what to do, and he's crying. When Maria Shoda is catching him, he's crying. And he's not just playing, "Okay, now I have to cry." No, he's really crying, afraid for a few seconds. But then she's catching him, and then he's Bhagavan again, he knows. And then she cannot tie him. Not possible to tie Krishna, the Supreme Lord. He's Ajit, he's unconquerable. But then she's endeavoring with so much love and perspiring and almost crying because she cannot bind Krishna. And the other gopis looking and wondering why she cannot bind Krishna. She took rope, they gave more rope, but it was always short, 2 fingers. But then she was endeavoring, 2 fingers, one is the endeavor and then the mercy. If you're endeavoring nicely, then ultimately we get the mercy. And then able to bind Krishna. So Mother Yashoda, she's also feeling separation and she doesn't want Krishna to go. But then he has to go. Nanda Baba is telling also, no, you have to let Krishna go now. He's a gop, he has to take care of the cows and calves. But then when Krishna is gone, she's feeling separation. And then what she's doing, she's calling out to Krishna. And then she has heard what happened the day before, and then because the devotees are very expert, or to speak with the eternal associates, and it's mentioned in the Brahma Samhita, the walking of the of Krishna and all the associates of the Lord is just like dancing. And the speaking is like singing. So they're so expert. So immediately what she has heard the day before, then she's composing some poetry. And then she's singing. And even nowadays you can hear, and then it is handed down from the family members. Then they tell their children, their children, their children. And even now you can hear the ladies, the pious ladies from the village. When they come, they do parikrama of Vrindavan or Govardhan. Then many times you hear them singing these beautiful songs, describing Krishna's wonderful pastimes, just like Mother Yashoda. And then by singing the wonderful pastimes of Krishna, then they are connected to Krishna. We chant Hare Krishna, we connected to Krishna. And then the feelings of separation will be subdued because they see Krishna while describing Krishna. But still then afterwards in the evening, they're all looking forward that the gopis and the gopas, the elderly members of the community, they're looking very much forward of meeting Krishna, seeing Krishna again. So that is natural, although by remembering there's some satisfaction there, but still, then they want to see Krishna as he is before them, and they want to have the exchange directly, not just in the consciousness. So then they're all looking forward. So this meeting is there, sambhog, and then vipralamba bhav, feelings of separation, but Krishna is always there. So ultimately then the devotee is never separated from Krishna. Not even one second they are separated from Krishna. But externally then sometimes they appear to be separated, but internally they are always connected. So with great pleasure, it is mentioned here, Pritya, they were discussing these wonderful pastimes. So then in the second verse it is explained, Tata Yashoda Rohinyav Ekam Shakadam Astite. So they were all on one bullock cart, Mother Yashoda, Rohini Devi, and Krishna and Balaram. So they had many bullock carts and other family members, they were on other bullock carts. And then they were on the, it is natural that the parents or the mothers especially, they want to have their own children on the bullock cart. Just like if, for example, even nowadays somebody wants to go somewhere, so they will go, they will take a car and they will go together. Even if they go in the train, they will be in one compartment, or in the bus, they will be together. It is natural. They don't want to be separated. And so then it is explained here, so Rejatuhu, so they were looking beautiful, Mariya Shoda and Rohini. So usually women are beautiful by nature, mostly, and especially if one is happy, one is beautiful, even men, there may be some are more beautiful than others. And if one is happy, then one looks beautiful. If one is angry or disturbed, then you can see that on the face and the person, especially when he's angry, then actually the beauty will go away. All the good qualities will go away. Therefore we have to be controlled and try not to be angry. Although sometimes the situations are very provoking, but we have to try to control. So they were beautiful because they were happy. Because they were together with Krishna Balaram, their children. And because Krishna Balaram are most beautiful. Most beautiful. And then there's a loving exchange there. And so Krishna is always beautiful, but when he's surrounded by his associates, he becomes more beautiful. Because of the love of his devotees and he's appreciating, then Krishna becomes more happy, although he's fully satisfied, Atmaram, Aptakam. But in the loving exchange with his loving devotees, who are very beautiful and they have loving, beautiful emotions, then they are beautiful and Krishna becomes more beautiful when he's together with his associates. And they all feel great transcendental pleasure. And here in this instance, Tat Katha. So discussing about the pastimes of Krishna Balaram, Shravan Utsuke. Shravan means to listen, Utsuk. Utsuk means to be very much desiring. Utsaha, Utsa Nishcha Daryat, with great enthusiasm. They were hearing, they were very eager to hear about Krishna's wonderful pastimes. And so then they became fully absorbed and they were they were very beautiful. So of course, yes, then as we know in the scriptures, so these are the wonderful pastimes of Krishna with his friends and even with the servants, Raktak Patrak. There's such a wonderful relationship is there. And then with his parents, Maria Shoda, Nanda Baba. And then so everyone is fully satisfied despite all the difficulties which are almost happening every day. But because they were focused on taking care of Krishna and glorifying Krishna, they could tolerate all the difficulties. And difficulties are there, therefore the pastimes are there in this world to show us. Therefore even the associates of the Lord, they have to undergo so many difficulties. So many tribulations are there. But they're completely fixed in the service to Krishna. They fix their mind, their consciousness on the lotus feet of Krishna. And therefore they can tolerate even very difficult situations. So beautiful descriptions are there. So we'll stop here if anyone has a question or comment. Yeah, of course we have to see time, place and circumstances also. And so basically Krishna has to be in the center. And then so it may be, so for the householders, they also have Krishna, they must have Krishna in the center. So either by coming to the temple and serving or even having at home, which is also actually quite helpful, because then the children, they can also serve the deities. And then, so by serving Krishna, then we get nice Krishna prasadam, because we offer to Krishna. And then also, Usually for householders, there has to be some facility because the women, they need a nice place to stay, they need nice clothes, and we have to take care of the children, and the children need some playthings. So we have to supply all these things. And then in this way, when the wife is happy and the children are happy, then the husband can be happy too. If the wife is not happy, then the husband cannot be happy either. He will not be happy, he will be miserable. So, I mean, we have to keep, but it has to be some kind of balance. And so the wife can have a few saris, but not maybe 100. Or so everything has to be balanced. 99, yeah. So it has to be balanced, and we have to see according to time, place, and circumstances. So one has more wealth, so he may have more things for living very nicely. Somebody is not so wealthy, he may have less things. And then, yeah, then the point of renunciation, yes, when the children are grown up, then they will get married and they will have their family. And by tradition, the sons are there, they will stay at home. Of course, it might not be possible always. And then usually at that time, the father, for example, if he had a business, then he will usually give the business to the son. And then he will still oversee and he may help the son. But then he will focus more on spiritual life. And then it is recommended in the scriptures, Vanaprastha Ashram, that is mentioned, that the different rules and regulations for the four Vanas and four Ashram, that is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Even in the 11th canto, Krishna is speaking to Uddhav about these four Vanas and four Ashram, and then rules and regulations are mentioned. Sanatana Goswami has explained in Hari Bhakti Vilas some rules and regulations. So for example, for the Vanaprasthas, Van Prasthan. So it means actually to go, Prasthan means to go, Van to the forest. And leaving everything behind. And we can see the great kings previously like Bharat Maharaj or Prithu Maharaj and others. They left home, they left the kingdom. Even it is, and they left the servants also, no servants, and no fancy clothes. So it is Bharat Maharaj, we know he left everything behind, even his wife, and she was taken care of by the children. But then he was there alone, and of course, then he was doing his puja, whatever, and whereas Prithu Maharaj, it is mentioned he went alone to the forest. And then it is mentioned accompanied by his wife. That means if one is a vanaprastha and he leaves everything behind and goes in a simple way, then the wife may accompany him. But also in a simple way. Then she has to leave all her saris at home or distribute them. And all the gold should be distributed to the children, to the brahmanas, and not just very simple dress, and then together they will just dedicate themselves more. So according to time, place and circumstances, we have to see. I mean, now maybe it's difficult to go to the forest. I mean, we are Vrindavan, so it is a forest, although now there are many buildings, so where is the forest, not so many trees are there. So then, but still devotees may come here, as Prabhupada said, they should come and be vanaprasthas here, although there are many buildings and not many trees left. But then the principle has to be adopted of simple living and high thinking. That is always there, even as a grihastha, brahmachari, and especially sannyasi. But as a grihastha, you can have some more things. But then as a vanaprastha, then you should reduce the necessities of the body. Of course, we still have to take care of the body, and in old age is a big challenge. So we should be still comfortable. But then we may still live in the building, but then we should try to maybe delegate our services to the juniors and try to eat simple. And anyhow, usually in old age you cannot eat too much anyway. But then you have to make some kind of endeavor. And specifically it is mentioned in the Vanaprastha Ashram, one should increase the study of the scriptures. Because as a householder, then many times you have to take care of the business, or your manager, you have the managing, then you don't have much time to study. But then in the Vanaprastha Ashram, specifically it is mentioned, You give up the social life and responsibilities, and you increase your studying of the scripture so you can be absorbed. Of course, for us also, we increase the chanting, we take part in Sankirtan, and in this way we can slowly but surely become more detached and more attached to Krishna. Is that all right? Anything else? So, okay, one more question and then we have to stop.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for the wonderful lecture. My question is, you mentioned that Krishna forgets that he is God when he is dealing with devotees.
Yes.
But at the same time, when he is fighting with the demons, he does display some Godhood. So does he remember that he is God when he is fighting with the demons?
Yes, of course. At that time it's Bhagavan and it's killing them very easily. But still sometimes he's playing with the demons also. But he knows that he's Bhagavan and he's killing them. If he would not know how he can kill them, but because he's Bhagavan, at that time he knows I'm Bhagavan, now he's killing them. Easily. All these big demons. He killed Putana. She was there disguised as a beautiful woman, but she was a demoness. And he knew I was there as a baby and all beautiful woman, and then he was there sucking her breast, but he knew then that she's a demoness, and then he knew that she had put some poison on the breast, but still accepting her mood, that is from past life also. She was the daughter of Bali Maharaj, so she had, when she first saw Vamandev, she had some parental feelings towards him. I wish he could be my son. But then when he took everything, Vamandev, from Bali Maharaj, then she became angry. I want to kill him, this rascal. He took everything. And therefore, because of these two desires, she had the good fortune, of course, to be demoness is not so good, but still, to be able to come to Braj and then trying to kill Krishna just to nullify that desire from the last life. And then she was able to breastfeed Krishna. And Krishna is very merciful, he's seeing only the good quality. He didn't mind, oh, she wanted to kill me, no problem. But she wants to breastfeed me. So he took the poison and nothing happened to him, of course, and then he took her life also. And then she became a mother, a nurse actually, in Golok. So she was liberated in this way, so very fortunate. So in Braj also, so even in the pastime with his friends, mostly he's just forgetting that is God, but many times, just like when Agasura was there, big serpent opened his mouth, and the boys were going inside. And Krishna was thinking, what is this here, this big, big opening here, like a cave. And the boys also, they thought, well, it looks like a cave, but there's some strange smell coming from there, coming from inside the snake's body. But anyhow, no problem, we just go inside. If there's any problem, Krishna is there, we don't have to fear anything. And Krishna watching there from a distance, what is going on here? Something is a little fishy there, or snaky. And then, but then he realized that he's a demon. And then the demon was actually waiting for Krishna to also come. So Krishna quickly went there, and as he entered, he closed. And Agasura, so he thought, okay, that's it. And he's finished. But then he expanded in the throat, and then he was suffocated, and he opened his mouth, and then everyone was coming out. So with most of the demons, so he let them play a little bit, like Arishtasura or Nenukasura, Bakasura. A little play was there, but then he's killing them. Like that. So he knows. And even sometimes it's not he himself killing, but Vishnu. Because these demons, they are actually not in Braj, they are on Braj. Only if one is pure, one is living in Braj. Even now you can see many people, they are not really in Braj. They think they are in Braj, but they are on Braj. If you are not free from the three modes of material nature, you are on Braj, not really in Braj. If you're fully absorbed in Krishna, then you're in Braj, really. And then after giving up the body, you can join Krishna's pastimes. But if you're not fully Krishna conscious, if your love for Krishna is not developed, so even then you're on Braj, and then even if you leave the body, you may not enter the pastimes. You may have to take birth here again, or you go somewhere else. Okay? Hare Krishna, we stop here. Garantrachi Mar Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.